This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, thank you very much, and thank you for participating after this long break, not just Eastern break, but also we didn't have a call last week, and I hope this call will be quite short, but it's important for us to have a discussion on where we are regarding the Ombuds reviews. And first of all, the agenda is roll call. Once again, you have notably apologized, and the participation will be taken by the AC room. And I have updated this page who follow who is participating, just to know where we are regarding participation. I just received the apologize from Avery. She's in another call. Unfortunately, she can't join us. And if you can note it, apologize of Avery, it will be great. And it was not supposed to appear this one because it's, I guess, not the one published it, but we will update that next time. And let's go directly to the discussion about the Ombuds and review. And we have Deborah with us, and I would like to discuss two issues, of course. I don't know what's happened with this. I may have sent the wrong page or the wrong PowerPoint. Sorry for that. Where we are with the interviews and what we need to be done on that, and then to discuss where we are with the survey. I guess, Deborah, all it's in your hands, and I give you the floor now.
Thank you. Well, hello, everyone. I've just returned from holiday, so I've had a nice break, but before I went on holidays, I did manage to conduct another two or three interviews, and I've reached out to those who are on our list where I've been provided with email addresses. So, and I think both Sebastian and Lars are also assisting in following up the people who are on our list to see if they would like to be part of this process and to have a one-on-one Skype interview either with Phil Corey or with myself. So we're progressing those as well as we can. I suspect that we've probably spoken to those who already, who feel that they've really got something quite compelling to say, who have had direct experience and who feel that they can really offer something quite specific and helpful for the project. That's just a suspicion. Obviously, you know, it's great to have a list of names, and we'll continue to reach out to them. But it may be that we've had most of the most important feedback already in the interviewing that we did, most of which was, of course, done in Copenhagen, but some has been done since. So far as the survey is concerned, that has been up now for a couple of weeks, and so far we have had 49 completed survey forms. So given that in some countries there's been the Easter break, I know that you know, in the US there aren't public holidays, but you know, in many countries there's been the Easter break, and people take the opportunity sometimes to have a more extended break. So We're quite encouraged by the fact we've had 49 completed surveys. What we would really like to do is to, if we can, to achieve around 80. And the reason we've sort of hit upon 80 is because that's the number of completed surveys when the first ombudsman did his undertook a review of the office. So it seems it would be nice to have a similar number, and then we can perhaps look at trends, and we can compare some of the results from his survey and our survey. Of course, you know, with the passage of time and developments that have occurred, you know, it's not as if we've had the same set of questions, but there is some commonality in the questions that he chose to put into his survey and we've chosen to put into our survey. So it would be nice if we could compare the results from the two surveys and see, well, how have things changed? What developments have occurred over that period of time? So if we can get a similar sample size, then that would be a more meaningful comparison. So they're the two sort of major pieces of work. We are starting to reflect about the feedback that we've had to start to think about what recommendations we might make and the sorts of models that ombudsman models that are worth discussing and highlighting in the report. But we don't want to get sort of too ahead of ourselves, and so we would like, you know, whilst we're doing some thinking and we've drafted some of the background sections of the report, we are going to getting the survey results will be a very important feeder, and we don't want to get too ahead of that process and I suppose diminish its importance by charging on without those results. So that's probably where we're up to at the moment. Are there any questions or comments or suggestions for us?
Yes, thank you, Deborah. Sébastien speaking. If you have any comments, question, maybe I will start. One of the important points, it's not just a number, it's also that we try to cover the whole structure, and if you can give us some feedback on the answer, where the people who take the survey are belonging, or which type, which part of the ICANN structure they are coming from, it will be very useful to relaunch the other groups for having some specific input from them to have a broader view, or the broader view possible for the survey.
Yes, that's incredibly important, and you know, that's why we've asked for some background details about the person completing the survey. I mean, of course, that information will be kept confidential to our group, but we do want to make sure that we have good coverage and, you know, we're getting representative views. At the moment, I don't have that information, so I can't give you a report about that as yet. I just have the absolute number, but, you know, we'll be doing that analysis. You know, certainly at the next phone hookup, I would anticipate that we could give you a bit of a sense of, you know, the areas of the ICANN community who have responded to the survey, and you can think about perhaps helping us to reach out to those areas that haven't been as active. So far as I know, we haven't had any non-English responses. The survey has been posted as a interactive tool, so that answers can be slotted into the survey if the survey is completed in English, and it has been translated into, I think it's 5 languages, but that hasn't been done as an interactive tool. And so those who have who would like to respond in one of those other five languages, French, Spanish, I think it's Mandarin.
Yes, in Chinese, the Arabic, Russian.
Yeah, so
the six languages that we're using.
So somebody who wants to respond in one of those languages has been asked to email me, and you know, with their response in a in their own document, and then we'll arrange to get that translated. But no foreign language responses have been received as yet. And I gather from Lars that that's not unusual to have people who, you know, sometimes they use the translated survey questions, but actually, you know, have got sufficient command of English that they can respond in English, although they are assisted by the translation. So he said to expect that we would get relatively few non-English responses. But again, that's something that, that we'll report back to you on, you know, what geographical regions where we've managed to reach, as well as what parts of the community.
Okay, thank you very much, Deborah. From your point of view now, what type of help you need, or you think that we can be helpful to succeed, to help you to succeed in your review?
Well, we'll have to think about what follow-up we want to do with the survey. I'm not quite sure what the usual experience is, whether though, you know, whether people often do take, you know, sort of, particularly I guess where there has been a bit of a holiday period, whether they usually do take 2 to 3 weeks to reply, and so we should expect a continual sort of a steady stream of replies for another, at least another week, or whether the usual practice is for those who are really interested and want to reply that they get onto it very quickly, and so, you know, it mostly happens in the first week. Do you know, Sebastian, what the normal experience is with surveys?
There is no one
right
situation, but I guess the question in different languages is the fact that it was published first in English, and I didn't see a real communication around the same survey in other language. The fact that we had some holidays period and so on, it may take a little longer to get those feedback, but I guess we will send out, I will check with the staff how we can relaunch some communication around this this survey right now in different language. It will be helpful, and with that we will ask the people to be as quick as possible to answer it, and not to delay too much the publication of your work and the publication of the result of the survey.
Well, we'll do the analysis over the next couple of days of what we've already got, and then I can be in touch with you offline, and also in touch with Lars, and you know, we can perhaps pull some ideas, and then at the next phone discussion we can get the benefit of other people's views as well about how we can make the survey as successful as possible.
Yes, but I know, for example, that just now Alberto Soto sent this this survey in Spanish, in LACRAL, or the Latin American Caribbean regional at large organization, and I will try to do later on just to send the French version into, there is a list, a Francophone list with participants from different part of the ICANN organization. And but I guess we need to try all that and to see what's, how it's come back, how many answers will we get.
The information I've had is that the surveys have been well completed, that that people have been sort of diligent about going through and answering each question, and seem to be navigating the survey, you know, quite successfully. So that's good.
Okay. Any comment, question from the other participants? Okay, if not, let's go to the next items. Who is the next meeting? For the roadmap, I guess we will have better view at the end of the survey, and we will see what could be done. And what will be the new roadmap for the review, and then for the rest of our work. We will come back on that in one of our next meeting. Okay, the next meeting is supposed to be the 24th of April. But I will check with Deborah and Phil and Lars if we need that, if we don't have enough feedback, enough meat to eat, maybe we don't need this this call. Let me check with them, and I come back to you as soon as possible to decide if it's the 24th of April or if it starts the 1st of May, with a day off in some part of the world, because it's off work, or the day for the workers. And as you can see, the 8th of May, it's also a day off in France, as it is one of the victory of some war, and we are not supposed to work. But we will do the call in those dates, no worries. Then let's see if it's the 24th of the 1st of May. And now we have the last item. It's any other business. Okay, if you have no other business, I want to thank you once again for participating to this call. We get some feedback, information on where we are with the interview and with the survey. If you can help to disseminate the survey in all the languages, each of one of those languages, it will be great. And thank you very much, and talk to you in 1 week or a little bit more. Goodbye. Take care. The call is adjourned. Bye.
Bye-bye.